Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so we're only doing one action tonight, it's resolution, what number?
Well, it'll be 74.
74, 2024. So, consideration of proposals received for the redevelopment of the Mad Hatter property, block 19, lot 3 through 10, East Ocean Avenue within the borough of Seabright. So what we're going to be voting on is actually sending all four proposals received to the EDA for their review. Just so we just select one or two, we're going to actually get all four proposals and send them off to the state so they can review them all.
So Mayor, just for clarification, we're not actually picking anyone. We're going to send them to the EDA for their opinion.
Okay. I have a resolution ready.
Does it say that?
Including
the resolution. We will, when I retype it tomorrow.
Okay, all four.
Just as the Borough Council wishes to further negotiate and present to the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, I can put all four proposals.
Yeah, rather than listing
for consideration.
I'll list all four.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so with that being said, would anybody make a motion to adopt resolution 74?
Yes, I will make that motion.
Second. All right.
Jack. Jack, I don't know. Jack.
Give it to
Roll
Jack.
I'll give it to Jack.
Camana.
Yes.
Orman.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Lamia.
Yes.
And Lexman.
Yes. And Mayor,
sorry,
if I...
Resolution 74, 2024 has been adopted.
And Mayor, if I just can, I mean, to the people online, you know, this gives you the opportunity, because we didn't make a final decision tonight, to go and look at the proposals if you wish. They're all in Borough Hall. Eventually, presumably, it will come back to us after the EDA provides some information. So, Roger, I didn't misstate anything, right?
Yeah, especially, I mean, obviously, if your neighbors are right next to your...
Roger.
...definitely a half a block away, so...
Do you need to redact before I can show them?
Yeah, you'll have the redaction. You'll have it by Friday.
Okay.
All right, so by Friday, the redactions will be in. Our attorney just told us.
Thanks for participating tonight, everybody online.
Sorry, I have one more thing.
Sure.
I have to mention. So next Wednesday, March 27th at 12:30, Jody and I are going to be hosting another Jersey Mike's lunch for the council, the employees, the volunteers, the police department, everybody that participates in town. We're doing that because Jersey Mike's on that day donates 100% of their proceeds to the Valerie Fund, which is a childhood cancer treatment center where my daughter was treated when she was 9 years old. Jody and I and the family still stay very close with the Valerie Fund, but it's really a way for Jody and I to do two things. One, say thank you to the parents and all the participants, our volunteers, our full-time staff, fire department, police department, DPW, everybody, but also a way of trying to give back to the Valerie Fund, who helps children with cancer. So the police department last year did a great job. Fire department, they set up a thing downstairs. We had probably about 40 or 50 people there. It was really nice. So I would ask all the department heads, Joe, I'd ask for your support on this. Chris, for your support. We've already had some chats about it. Then we'll do it probably from about 12:30 to 1 o'clock, 1:15. I'll say a couple words. Everybody will have a couple sandwiches. Hopefully there will be something to bring home this time.
And where is it?
We're going to do it right downstairs in the fire
department. In the fire department.
The other building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's why I was getting confused.
In the municipal building.
In the municipal building. And what was the date? What was the date?
The 27th.
When you said that.
Are you not sending a text out to me?
I will do that.
I'll ask my question.
Yes, I will do that.
Invite Rachel.
In March 27th at 12:30, right by the fire department. And what Jersey Mike's does, and I know a lot of you know about this. I mean, just to give you an idea, the Valerie Fund's annual budget, and they help hundreds of children with cancer. Our daughter was one of them. Their annual budget is $8 million a year that they operate under. Last year, Jersey Mike's, because they donated 100% of the proceeds that day and for the whole month, contributed $1.2 million, which is absolutely awesome. And because it was such a great event and everything, they partnered up again this year with the Valerie Fund. And I'd really appreciate if all of you could be there, but please let people know. And I will send out a message. It's a Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's a very close.
Yeah. Thanks, Mayor.
Thanks. All right. Anybody can make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks again, online. Thanks for dialing in. Thanks, guys.